The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, have you ever been to an IKEA store?
I have not, and I feel like it's a major life thing that I'm missing out on.
It's one of those things that when you enter the store, you need to make sure that your relationship is rock solid.
Yeah?
Because if there is any wavering doubt or that you've just had a fight or whatever and you enter an IKEA store, you're guaranteed to be broken up by the time you finish.
So lots of hotties in IKEA.
No. It'll just test your relationship.
Why? Is it because you get in arguments over what piece of furniture you want to buy?
You can't get out of there fast.
Why
it's
not?
It's like one big labyrinth. You go in there and you're like, oh, we're looking for a coffee table.
Yeah.
3 hours later, you might find the register.
Oh, my God.
But when you do find the register, there's a great thing near the end.
What do you got?
Like a little restaurant, like a little cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can get these amazing meatballs.
I've heard a lot about these meatballs, Jules.
Yeah.
What's so good about them?
They're just, oh, delicious.
But they're... Like IKEA's not a...
It could be that thing, though. You have been shopping for 4.5 years
in
the same store and you can't get out, and it is that mirage at the end where you're like, oh, meatballs.
Actually, I know that feeling. I remember I took Dunkaroos on a hike once, and when we finally got to the point in the hike where it was time to stop for a break, they were the best Dunkaroos I'd ever eaten in my life. Yeah, yep. No, I can understand that. So what's the deal? IKEA look like they're considering opening up restaurants so you can go get the meatballs without the furniture.
Yeah. Some standalone restaurants.
Do you reckon there's a work for or against them?
I think it's a great idea.
But if the theory going like you've just said...
they're so popular though.
But if the meatballs is just a reward after all that hard slog shopping, maybe you won't enjoy them quite the same if you just go to a restaurant exclusively for them.
I don't know. I do love a gimmick.
Yeah, I know you
do. I mean, they've started testing these pop-up eateries in London, Paris and Oslo.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are loving them.
People are loving the IKEA. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I would love to see one come to Ballarat, a pop-up meatball restaurant from IKEA.
Yeah, imagine if it got, like, awarded a chef's hat, became, like, a Michelin star. Like, because when I think IKEA restaurant, I think, well, it's your flat-pack furniture sort of restaurants, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's your very, I don't know, to me it feels very highly commercial, like, slapped together. I can't imagine it being that good. This is coming from a guy who's never tried it before. So I find it fascinating, a standalone restaurant. Would you eat in, or is it like a takeaway deal? Like, would you get it in a little pack and you go home and assemble your meal and then eat it?
Surely you'd eat it on like a couple of, as you were saying, some makeshift furniture. Flat packs all just stacked up.
You get your meatballs and you find out the sauce is missing, so you got to go back to the shop and get some of that added to it.
Be fine.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm very curious to try it. And this sounds like exciting news for anyone who's in love with the meatballs but not in love with getting lost in the store for hours on end.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.